Wake Up Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
What kind of a show is this?
Intellectual yet stimulating.
It calls for extreme sobriety and impeccable behavior.
It's immature and it's borderline offensive.
It's all right for savages and children.
And I like it.
Pump up the volume here.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome. It's Monday, November 16th. Hiya, Coriel.
Hiya.
Hiya, Husker Nick.
Hey, good morning.
How was everybody's weekend? What'd you guys do?
I worked a lot this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you were doing the
Bargain Barn
thing. Yeah,
Bargain Barn. Fort does them like it's a pop-up shop basically once or twice a year, and it's fun. A little something new. It's busy work. I love it, and the deals are awesome, so I basically work to buy things.
But, you know, sometimes that's okay.
Well, it's okay.
Right?
Gets me ready for Christmas. I got a leg up on some of that stuff. So
there you go. That's the way to get going.
Yes. You asking Nick, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, my God. It was just sports coming out my ears, man.
Right.
Everything going on. The Masters, the Huskers, NFL.
Right.
Bud Crawford.
That fight was fun.
For those who don't know,
he's from Nebraska. He's from Omaha.
Yeah.
Watched it right after the last football game was on Saturday night. He was awesome. That was a great fight.
Yeah, I'm hoping Bud gets... Hopefully some of these better fighters will stop being afraid of the greatest fighter in the world from Nebraska, Bud Crawford. Because the guy he fought was all right, but
they were
trying to build him up on ESPN like he was some contender. But if you looked in Vegas, Bud Crawford was like a, what was it, plus 1,600 was what that fighter, what Bud Crawford was to win. Like, it was crazy. So, yeah.
Dang.
But, no, it was just a lot of time with my kiddos and... A lot of sports this weekend, which was nice.
Very good. And it wasn't terrible weather. We got a couple of things done around the apartment, inside and out, and just kind of got ready for the holidays coming up. We're about a week, 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving.
I know. I can't wait.
That's insane.
Why?
That just hit me really hard.
The Thanksgiving is like...
Oh, my God. I didn't realize.
It's going to be weird when it's Christmas. That's when it gets crazy.
Stop.
Thanksgiving, that's the best holiday of the year.
Oh, dang,
man.
You're right.
Like, I'm excited.
Wait.
I am excited.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's my first year cooking for the family, so I'm really excited to smoke a turkey.
Yay!
Because we're, you know, with COVID and everything, we decided we're probably not going to get together with the extended family. It's just going to be my kids and my wife and
probably
I.
Probably a smart option.
So, yeah, but I'm the only positive of that is that I get to cook whatever I want, and it's my first year getting to cook for my fam, so pretty excited. I can't wait to smoke this turkey and get some good old mashed potatoes. And,
That'll be fun, too.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, so hopefully you guys are getting your plans ready to go for that.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We got a lot for you, including running down what went down with the Husker football team. We'll get that. A Make It Right Monday, and Jess, with a last-minute entry... With an email from last night.
Uh-oh. And it's urgent?
We had to bump what we were going to do.
Urgent, urgent, urgent.
This is a very urgent Make It Right Monday.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That'll be at 7:20.
Okay.
We've got parents throwing their kids. We've got artists you're getting swabbed for. And sound beams shot to your brain. Oh, and we also have a chance to live free for a year.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Scusi. Babbada boopy.
Che cosa?
Peter, what are you doing?
Speaking Italian. Babbada boopy. Babbada boopada babbada babbada.
Peter, you can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
Boopada bapa. Boopa baby boopa bapa baby bapa.
Tu sei un pazzo. Va bene da qui.
Boopi baby bapa.
That's not really how it works.
But
gives you a good example of... Italian people.
Okay.
It just seems like they have like a bunch of, I don't know, Lamborghinis laying around, like they're making a bunch of pasta.
Okay.
That's what Family Guy likes to perpetuate.
Oh, Family Guy's portrayal. Yeah.
Italians. And part of that got put to the forefront this past week because of something that happened in Italy. A patient in Padua, Italy was desperately needing a new kidney.
Okay.
And there was a match. From a hospital 300 miles away in Rome.
Okay.
So the police station in Padua had the answer. They just happened to have a Lamborghini Huracan.
What?
As a part of their cars that they have available to them to do their jobs.
The Italian police?
The Italian police had a Lamborghini.
Of course they do.
It's in the back.
Why wouldn't they have
what?
Like, so they have like, and is it painted up like a police car?
Oh yeah, it's
what?
Beautiful.
Sweet.
This thing is.
Listen, we need this for the LPD.
Why? Oh, that's so much yes, cooler than what we have in Lincoln.
That's true.
So they use it specifically for rushing organs around the country.
Whoa.
In Italy.
I've decided when people start yelling defund the police, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm going to say, let's really fund it. Let's get a Lambo for the people, man. Get it going.
Not only do they use it to rush organs around the country, they also have a special refrigerator in the trunk.
Oh, nice.
So they popped this kidney in the trunk and then drove it 300 miles in 2 hours.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
150 miles an hour? Are you kidding me? They were like redlining that baby.
Hours.
What was that? You know how many Italians saw this police officer in a Lambo go flying through the streets at 150 miles an hour? Hey! They were so mad.
I don't even know they'd see it. It probably was just a blur.
Think about how many red lights this Lambo pulled up to, flipped on its lights, pulled through, and then peeled out again.
See,
that drives me insane, by the way.
For me, trying to put myself in those shoes of being in that vehicle going, like 150 miles per hour.
That would be so much fun.
For 2 hours consistently, no deal. I could not do it.
That would be so much fun. I'd be afraid for my life. Right. I mean,
every second of that trip. I mean, it's cool on its face,
right,
but I could never sit in that.
The drive normally takes about 5 hours under normal conditions, but two hours, 300 miles.
What?
The Italian police tweeted out that, quote, thanks to our Lamborghini Hurricane, we were able to deliver a donor kidney for a transplant to a person in time.
A hurricane?
Hurricane.
It's like H-U-R-A-C-A-N. Hurricane.
I'll tweet out the video so you guys can see it.
The max speed, and I'm trying to figure out what this is.
Oh, that is cool.
The max speed of one of these things is 330 kilometers per hour.
I don't know what that is.
So I'm trying to figure out what that would be in.
How many miles is 330 kilometers?
I bet it's like
205?
205 miles per hour.
Oh my God.
205 miles an hour. Can a human physically like keep control of something that goes that fast?
The crazy part is once this police department got one of these, you know the other ones in Italy were like, dude, we need one too.
Aww.
And they're like, no, what will we ever use it for? Then this story comes out and they're like, eh? Yeah,
exactly.
Justifiable.
Excuse me.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City. Some good things to start your day. And if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And more chances to live free for a year.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Miranda Lambert holds down the party. Sing to your ring, says Carrie. More drama from the CMA somehow. And Blake Shelton, we'll get there.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Let's start with a little bit of the drama first. So Jason Isbell and his wife Amanda Shires were not happy that the CMAs failed to mention the deaths of John Prine, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Billy Joe Shaver this year. So upset that they returned their CMA membership cards.
So explain that, because they did tributes
to
people that have passed away.
Yes, so they have these lifetime membership cards. They're like, hey, CMAs, we're mad at you, and now we're going to return these. And this is why. During the CMAs, there were musical tributes to Charlie Daniels, Kenny Rogers, Joe Diffie, Mac Davis, okay? But Jason and Amanda aren't sure why, like, they stopped there. Because there's, you know, John Prine, for example. Like, there's a whole list of people. Jerry Jeff Walker, like I said, Billy Joe Shaver.
Right.
They weren't even mentioned. But they had the musical tributes to a handful of others who passed away as well. So they're just really confused. And People Magazine reached out to the CMAs. They were told it was not an oversight because the show, quote, historically does not include an in memoriam segment. So I can kind of see that. Like, they have them for, like, the Emmys and stuff like that.
And the Oscars and...
Yeah. You know, so, I don't know. I mean, I see where both are coming from. And by the way, just if you're just now jumping in, I'm talking about Jason Isbell, not Jason Aldean, just so you know. But, yeah. So, it's just a little bit of drama there. I can see both ways. A little interesting.
It's a hard deal because you can't please everybody.
Exactly.
On a lot of these kind of things.
Right. Yeah. But then again, it's like, you don't even mention John Prine. Like, yeah, dang.
I mean...
But, okay. So, Carrie Underwood wants to see you sing... To Your Ring video doorbell, if you have one. Okay. She has a new song out called Favorite Time of Year. And if you want to, like, get into the holiday spirit, sing it to your Ring doorbell and then tweet it or whatever, tag Carrie and use the hashtag totally doorbell season.
You should get Juggernaut to sing into your doorbell.
Ooh. You could probably do that.
That'd be really cute and tag Carrie Underwood.
That's a great idea.
I'll see if I get her going.
So if you're feeling festive, that's one way that you can share the holiday spirit. Now, Miranda Lambert brought her own cooler to the CMAs. Why? Nice. Because she can't. She's Miranda Lambert. I'm sure there was some type of BYOB note.
It seemed like it.
In
yeah.
things. But she posted a TikTok of herself digging some ice cubes out of her cooler, dropping them into her drink. And she said, always be prepared, y'all. So she's, yeah. She's
now I want to know what she was drinking.
She's someone I want to party with,
to be
honest.
Did she have like a mixed beverage or did she...
It's
she better
Miranda
be,
Lambert.
She better be, well, or beer. She better not be dropping ice cubes in
no, it'd no. I bet it'd be like a whiskey
it's
or something.
It's probably whiskey.
Miranda would be fun to party with, but 100% it ends with a lot of like drama and people crying. That's how I feel like... That's how I feel like a night of hard partying with Miranda
funny.
Lambert.
Goes. Right.
So Tim McGraw made a surprise announcement. He's releasing a greatest hits album this Friday. It's called McGraw Machine Hits 2013 through 2019. It has a collab with Midland on a cover of the Bellamy Brothers' hit Redneck Girl. And let's get to Blake Shelton really fast. Okay. He experienced some interesting feelings after watching the Cardinals-Bills game when Arizona squeezed out a win. I don't think I could really say it on air, to be honest. So check it out on our Twitter, KZKX969.
It is an interesting way to describe it.
He's a huge Cardinals fan, yeah.
Yes, with the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix96.9.
Coming up. Next. With JP, Corey Al, and Husker Nick.
Yeah, go see what he said about his Cardinals eking out a win on Twitter.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Corey Al, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix96.9.
Let's talk about some good. Time for some good things. If you've got one, again, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Corey Al, what's yours today?
So, if you remember a while back, we did Best of Lincoln.
Right.
2020. We do it every year. So if you put in some hard work filling that out, telling us who's the best of Lincoln, who's the who's who, I suppose, the results are in.
Nice.
So you can check it out. There's a lot of local business love, which is great. But yeah, especially if you have like a local watering hole or someone that you hang out with in your neighborhood or owns a business or something, maybe you voted for them to win. They could be very well at the top of the list, but it's actually very the cool. top three people. So numbers 1, 2, and 3. So you might see a couple names that you recognize. That's awesome. At KZKX.com.
I like that one. Husker Nick, your good thing.
Oh, my good thing. Over the weekend, if you were watching the NFL, you saw what I think might be the shoe-in for NFL Comeback Player of the Year, much less the decade. Alex Smith, who plays for the Washington football team, he was injured, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And he had this broken leg, and it was a spiral fracture. So what that means is, like, when his leg broke, the fracture spiraled up the bone and his shin,
basically. I didn't even know
basically.
That was a thing.
Well, and then also it was a fracture that broke the skin. He ended up getting an infection from it.
Like a fracture?
Yes, and he almost lost his leg and his life from the injury. It was horrible. There's a great documentary on ESPN about
this. I know who you're
talking
about now, yes.
Well, Alex Smith, yesterday... Not only did he start his first game since that injury, okay, but also he threw for almost 400 yards. Now, they lost the game, but it wasn't because of him.
No.
And it just was amazing to see him back on the field playing full-time football. And anybody who's a football fan, he used to play for the Chiefs. But Alex Smith, in all the communities he's played in, like, still donates a ton of money to the different communities.
Wow.
He's a major leader, major person when it comes to helping unfortunate people.
Okay.
And Alex Smith's just one of the good guys. So it was awesome to see him get back out there. I mean, it was awesome, you guys, to see him back out there.
Yeah, played his heart out, for
sure. That gets me a little, hits me right here in the feels.
Right? My good thing is brought up to us by Abby that Eastridge Elementary is asking for your old holiday lights for their 8th annual Recycle Holiday Lights Drive.
Ooh.
They've recycled over 64,000 pounds of holiday lights over the past 7 years. That's a lot. And they're going to do that again and continue to collect those. You can do that. They're collected and transported to the Scrap Central Inc. in Omaha. And then there are matching donations to help out as well. So 50% of the proceeds go to Eastridge Elementary PTO. 25% of that will also go to the Lincoln Firefighters Operation Warm. And then 25% go into the Science Focus Program.
Cool.
So you can check it out. Just go look on Facebook for Eastridge Elementary School and their Holiday Lights Drive, and you'll be able to find it.
I'm excited now because I have a little box of Holiday Lights downstairs that I can get rid of now.
Might as well recycle and help out. That's
makes you feel good.
Good thing.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Science is frightening, at least for Coriel. We'll get that coming up.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
It's science.
We like to let you know about the new technology that's out there when it pops up because, hey, it might be something you're really interested in or absolutely freaked out by. If you're tired of losing your expensive AirPods, there's now a new device that can beam music directly into your ears with no headphones required.
What does that mean?
Ew, weird.
So, Novetto Systems has unveiled a device that uses 3D sensing module to track ear position and then beam the signal with ultrasonic waves to create a 360-degree sound around the listener. And users can still hear other sounds in the room clearly, but the music's beamed right into their
literally head. Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Right.
That sounds like that could be abused. Because, like, Husker Nick, you've got a grin on your face.
I mean, I would troll so many people with this. 100%. Like, I would walk to a library and sit down at a table.
Oh, no.
And I would look for, like, some super nice old lady sitting at a table enjoying a book. And then I would Rickroll her. or, like, I would send just the worst music in the world. And I would just sit there and be so calm. You'd never know it was me. Except for the internal chuckle I would have.
Because it would be driving that person crazy.
Yeah.
And nobody else could hear it except for them.
Yes. Like, if I saw my wife was snapping on the couch, she's just laying there napping.
Yeah.
And then I would totally beam some sort of crazy Sam Hunt song right at her and just wake her up like
nobody's
business.
If my dad were like grilling, you know, I'd probably beam some like Bone Thugs and Harmony or something.
Yeah.
So he felt like real cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, so he was really. Like, yeah. He's like cooking the.
Feeling it.
Yeah, it's got them wings going.
No, in Storm, he wouldn't even question it. He's just like, yeah, I got the song stuck in my head.
The sad part is my dad would just like, he wouldn't know any difference because I think he always has some type of track playing in his head no matter what.
Right.
He'd just be like, oh, I switched the channel. But that's creepy technology. I don't know. That freaks me out.
It freaks you out, really?
Yeah. Like the first time I got an iPad for Christmas.
Okay.
I held it in my hands and I thought, am I in the future? Because it seemed so far away.
Yeah.
Even at that time, like that was what, in college? It wasn't even that long ago when iPads came out. But I held it and I was like, I think I saw something like this in like Xenon Girl in the 21st century or whatever on Disney.
Star Trek.
Like walking around on the flat computer, like beep, boop, bop. I just always thought that would never be something I would.
It's
like,
funny,
have?
Because I've gone back just because I'm doing some, I have some free time, so I'm rewatching Grey's Anatomy on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they're using notepads in the first couple seasons, and now it's, like, these giant tablets that they carry around and just put a bunch of buttons on.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so weird. We're moving so fast.
Wait till you see them pick up the thing with a cord attached to it and talk to somebody on it. Uh-huh. They'll be like, what is that?
And those episodes with, like, beepers, like, medical professionals getting, like, paged, you know? I love it.
That's too funny. So, not a fan of this. Are you going to get this thing, Coriel, you think?
I don't know. I think Husker Nick has a point here. It would be nice to troll people.
Yeah. Okay. I would troll everybody with this. It'd be so fun. Walking through, like, downtown Lincoln.
Yeah.
and just the worst music possible.
Otherwise, I don't think we as a civilization should make this a popular thing. We can't handle it.
Well, I mean, if Novita Systems wants to give us one to sample, we'll be glad to.
Yeah, we'll take it off.
We'll rickroll people for you.
Yeah.
Coming up next, go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
On the way, we'll get some smashing. For your chance to be a part of Morton Smash and everything that went down with the Huskers.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Yeah. On Kix 96.9.
How about them Huskers?
Whoa! Did they win?
They won.
Woo!
They won.
Yeehaw!
How about it?
Oh, God. That was almost a little too exciting.
At the end of the first half, I ran outside and my neighbors and I all had a halftime beer. Yeah. Out in our circle, and I walked out and I go, boys, it's 1995 all over again. Let's go. We're back.
God.
And then the second half was like, oh God, yeah. Nail biter. Hey, so Huskers played, yes. Saturday. Stadium was empty. How weird was that?
That was the weirdest thing in the world.
What did you guys do for the game? How is, because like, I feel like this city was kind of looking at it itself like, what am I doing with my hands? I can't be downtown.
Yeah.
I'm not at the game. Like, what are we doing?
And we ordered some local food and stayed inside and watched the game.
Yeah, just you and your...
the apartment, just hanging out. Yeah, just...
I worked a bunch and left my boyfriend at home by himself to drink by himself and watch the game by himself.
So watched alone? Like, yeah.
And like had a blast.
No, like, I sat there on the couch alone. Yeah. And I was like, what am I doing?
I purposefully didn't check just because I wanted to. I don't know. I just felt like maybe the whole like out of sight, out of mind. Maybe mm-hmm. if you don't draw attention to it, we win.
It was a weird experience. Yeah. Just a weird experience for the people. Like, I think that's like the biggest story of the Husker game is people in Lincoln, you know, watching the game. And it's so different. You have a home game, first one in a year.
Yeah.
And you just sat around and like a lot of people just... at your house, just chilling out. But the Huskers win, and McCaffrey went out there and had moments where he did. Yeah. He did at times. I think he's got tiny hands.
Really?
The ball comes
tiny
out.
Tiny hands,
I mean,
McCaffrey.
You're a football coach. What did you see when he threw it?
It was a couple of ducks.
Like every time.
Here and there.
Oddly enough, the times that he throws a spiral is when he's making these crazy athletic plays, running out of the pocket and slanging it. Otherwise, when he's just standing in there and he throws it and it's like over top of itself,
flying
at people, and you're like, oh my God. But no, man, he got a win. But the biggest thing is Frost got a win. He said after the game, he went into the guys and he just goes, man, Nebraska needed this. Lincoln needed it. We needed it. And that's how it feels, right?
A little bit of a morale booster, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely needed that.
It was awesome. Like, it just, it's just feels good. Feels good. Like, how did it feel that night when you're walking around with people? Like, you hear friends call you and they're like, we won. People are celebrating.
People just genuinely seem to be a little happier.
Right.
I mean, getting outscored 17-3 in the second half was a little scary, but the fact that we won the game and the defense stopped them. Makes everything feel a little bit better.
It felt like that Colorado game all over again, where Nebraska came out aggressive and put a bunch of points on the board in the first half and then sat on their hands in the second half and got beat. Uh-huh. And it's what it felt like was happening in this game the second time. But I got a shout out, by the way, real quick. Got a shout out, Coach Chenander, defensive coordinator. This team's defense is playing really good. Offense is kind of up and down, but the defenders are hitting people.
Yeah, they're hitting people.
I saw you tweeted something like that, like their performance was what you thought they'd get to.
Mm-hmm. That was on the offense. Because in the first half, they were dynamic and flying all over the place. But yeah, that and then the Wandale Robinson, our little wide receiver.
I don't know
what happened to Mills, our starter, but all of a sudden he was non-existent and our wide receiver's playing running back, and that dude's a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
I don't know if he gets enough credit for what he does to help win games
for
this team.
Takes hits. He's a little dude. He's getting smashed around. He just pops back up.
Wow. Got his head ripped off.
I know.
That was nuts. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see moving forward how, as fans, like we handle these home games, because it's just, it's strange.
So what's the next game?
This Saturday against Illinois at Memorial Stadium at 11 a.m.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Nebraska's a two-touchdown favorite.
Oh, okay.
In that game. So hopefully they continue rocking and rolling. And I'll tell you, this wasn't pretty. It wasn't the prettiest win you've ever seen.
Right.
But sometimes that's what starts the ball rolling downhill for you, right?
Exactly.
And that's where you get going.
Good.
And hopefully by the end of the season, we'll look back at that game against Penn State and say, that was the start.
Boy, we needed it.
All right. So Husker football back again at Illinois Memorial Stadium, 11 o'clock this Saturday.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We have a Hail Mary. Make it right Monday for you. Or should I say it's a Hail Jess. Make it right Monday.
Yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
So we got this message Sunday night, like last minute, and so we made a quick change to what we're going to do for Make It Right today, because this is urgent. And as a gamer, I feel the pain that Jess is going through here, and so we're going to talk to Jess, who needs our help.
Okay.
With her family. Good morning, Jess.
Hey, good morning.
So what happened?
I need to make it right with my husband and my two boys.
Okay.
Last week, a box showed up on the front porch, and I wasn't really expecting anything to be delivered, but then I was like, oh, maybe this is for me, because my 40th birthday was 2 weeks ago, and because of COVID, we didn't really do much for it, which,
right.
I'm not going to lie, it definitely bummed me out. It was not the best way to spend my 40th.
Right.
Sure. So suddenly I'm excited. So I open the box. And it was a new PlayStation 5. I guess my husband and my son couldn't be bothered to do anything for my birthday, but then decided to spend $600 on a new video game system and extra controllers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It kind of stung.
Right?
You know, yeah.
I'm in that moment of, like, kind of like anger and hurt. I take the thing to Walmart. And I return it, and I use the money on a mani-pedi and a massage.
Oh, no!
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, whoa, what?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Yeah. Okay.
This is not normally the type of thing that I would do, but I just felt like, I don't know, this crazy vindication. And I don't say
you
anything
felt slighted.
About it to the guys. I don't say anything at all. So then a few days go by, and my husband is getting annoyed that the box hadn't showed up.
Right.
He was worried that it got stolen off the front porch. And that's when I finally just fessed up to what had happened. And he was pretty angry, which I was expecting.
Yeah,
imagine.
These things are almost impossible to get unless you've gotten yourself a pre-order like your husband and your boys did. This is going to be a challenge to get one.
Also, don't think I'm not a gamer, so I don't think I realized how hard they were to get.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm like,
oh no,
prepared to read him the riot act and like have this vindicated moment, and then he reveals to me that he had actually set up a 40th birthday surprise for me next week with all of my closest friends.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Wow.
So I feel absolutely.
I'm literally covering my mouth.
Yeah. And then, of course, the worst part is my husband had gotten it for my two boys to be surprised. And now they know.
Oh, so then you ruined that on top of it.
Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise.
So everybody is mad at me.
Oh.
Wow. So
everyone's just so mad.
This has taken a turn.
So not only have you turned back in the PlayStation 5 that your
that
son
act
got
in and of itself was very, that was gutsy.
It
and
was a bold move.
It was a bold move.
But you know what? I'm 40. I'm feeling fabulous. And I was like, you know what? I didn't get the birthday I want. I'm
okay, yeah.
Myself.
All right.
It really backfired.
Wow.
Oh, it did. It backfired on you. I'll have to admit it.
Okay.
At least you know it, you know.
Right. You realize that you've done dirty and now you've got to do something. Oh, man.
And then that's when there were no more surprise birthdays.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes the surprises can really backfire.
Yeah, they can, for certain. All right. Yeah. Well, Jess, we'll have to think of something. I don't know if we can come up with a PS5, but we can at least help facilitate the apology to Mark.
Even that would be great.
All right, so we'll call Mark. And we'll put our brains together, our heads together here while we're getting a hold of him. But we'll give him a call and see if we can help you with the apology at least.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
How would you react if your husband sent back the...
Oh, Lordy. You guys, this is making me want to cry.
It's gutsy.
I want to cry.
We'll find out together.
Oh, no.
We talked to Mark on the phone to make it right with Kick 76.9. Ruining the surprise. I'm sure lots of people have done that, too. Kick 76.9.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. And JP, Corey, Ellen, Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
It's Jess who reached out to us Sunday night and needs our help with a Hail Mary. Last week, a box showed up on the front porch. She wasn't expecting anything to be delivered, so she thought maybe it was her birthday present. Because 2 weeks ago was her birthday, 40th. Oof. Because of COVID, they didn't do much.
What a horrible year to have a monumental birthday like that.
Yeah, I know what I mean, too.
Like, that is just...
And when she opened the box, it was a new PlayStation 5, and the guys in her house spent $600 on a new video game system and extra controllers didn't do anything for her 40th. So she took it back to Walmart and used the money for a mani-pedi and a massage.
Again, so gutsy, so gutsy.
Oh, my God. I love that she just ran directly out. Like, she got this. She was so mad. She got the thing refunded and then just ran out and spent it as quick as possible. She's like, screw you guys.
Wasting no time.
And so she reached out to us in hopes that we could help out. We got Mark on hold. We're going to bring him on here. He has no idea why we're bringing him on. We'll talk with him a little bit, see where he's at, and then we'll bring you in. You can make your apology, and we'll do what we can to help out, okay?
That sounds so great. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, man. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
Good. Happy Monday, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
How's things going in your world?
I guess better. Could be better. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a rough start to the week, or?
Yeah. Just a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
One after another, you know?
Well... Ooh. Well, we have something to tell you.
Right. we actually found out about kind of the tough couple weeks you've had.
Yeah, fancy that. We kind of know that you're having a rough week.
Absolutely. As a fellow gamer, I feel your pain about the PlayStation 5.
There it is.
Don't even mention it.
Yeah.
Well, your wife, Jess, reached out to us and wanted us to give you a call. And have a little bit of a conversation about it. She's on the phone with us. Jess?
Hey, darling.
Hello.
I reached out to the guys here because I just really wanted to make it so clear how incredibly sorry I am. I was selfish, and I was righteous, and I really didn't think it through. I wish I could take it back. And obviously, I've now discovered how difficult a thing that is to do. So I know I can't make it right for you in that way, but I just want you to know that I love you and that in future, I'll just trust you.
Uh-huh.
Pause. What do you think about that?
Mark, how are you feeling about this?
You know, honestly, I've been upset for a while. I've been sleeping on the couch for a couple nights because I don't know how to really, like, talk about it. And there's, like, two things that are just, like, when I start thinking about them, it boils my blood. And the first one is that, you know, honey, you assumed that I wasn't going to do anything. And I had all these plans. I had made a list and thought about this weeks in advance. And you kind of just came at me with the stereotypical, my husband doesn't know. And I had it all worked out. And that's what really hurts.
Aww.
Is that you just assumed I didn't.
So you're more upset about, like, not getting the credit where credit's due and assuming that you wouldn't do anything.
He completely blew it off.
That's the wound. The salt is the PS5.
Because, oh my God.
What a wonderful way to put that.
The amount of people that are scrambling right now.
You scrambled too,
yeah,
JP, didn't you?
Me too.
You?
I'm still trying to. My order got screwed up.
His order got screwed up with like a buffering bug or something. So
it's a big deal. It's a big thing, especially for gamers right now. So yeah, and that would have been a great surprise for your kids. I get it.
Yeah, and I guess in my mind, like, you know, I'd done all this planning, so I was like, oh, my wife's going to have a great 40th. My boys are going to get PS5. Like,
you're winning this year.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to be super dad, super husband, you know, just being like, this is great. And as quickly as I had planned it, it just crumbled right before my eyes.
Mm.
I know, darling. I'm so sorry. I really am.
You're sorry. How do you think I feel?
In all fairness, the day came and went and nothing happened. Like, I really did think it was over. And
but that was the whole point, to think that nothing was going, and then you'd be really surprised when all your friends.
T-Mark, but I think you should have, and this is hindsight's 2020, but like when you're doing something like this, you kind of have to do at least a little something on the birthday just to kind of throw them off the scent.
Yeah.
And not end up getting your PlayStation 5 taken back.
Right. And
oh, God.
Not like you could plan for this, the PlayStation 5 disappearance to have happened.
Right.
But if you think about it, I mean, she did exactly what you were hoping. She literally thought she was not getting any recognition at all on her birthday.
Right.
So, maybe for future reference, either like maybe don't do any more surprises.
Right.
Or say something like, "Hey, don't worry, I got something coming." So maybe she'll think it's something small. You know what I'm saying?
But also, too, babe, I just want you to know that, like, I appreciate so much that you went to all of that trouble. I really do.
Oh, that's
good. But, like, no amount of birthday surprise is more important than just things being okay with us. So whatever I can do to make it right, that's what I want to do.
Well, and that's what we want to help out with, too, Mark. I mean, we can't. There's no way to get.
Can we do something?
We can't do a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, well, yeah, no.
But I do have a little bit of access, being the voice of Husker men's basketball, and there's this thing called the Golden Window Classic, which is a big tournament that the Huskers are going to be in hosting.
We talked about that the other day.
At Pinnacle Bank Arena. What I can do is I'd be willing to give you my tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
I get those to be able to use for family or friends as part of my job, like a nice little perk. I will give you and your boys my tickets.
Wow.
How does that sound? And then
I'll make sure that you guys all four can go.
That would be great. I mean, I really appreciate that. That's very kind of you. That's an action that I understand. I'm like, oh, that's nice to do for somebody. And you're not going to burn me at the other end.
Oh, man, I haven't lived this down yet.
No, you're not going to. I don't think for a while.
No, probably not.
No.
You'll probably just have to start tallying those.
You know, it's just one of those things that's going to rub me raw for a little while of like, ooh, it just smarts, you know?
Well, keep hitting refresh on whatever page you're on to try to get another one.
To reorder.
Right. That's all you can do right now. But just know you guys can go together and right before Thanksgiving, go and enjoy some basketball and just kind of enjoy some family time.
Some quality time.
I appreciate that, you guys. That's awesome. You know, it helps quite a bit, actually. It'd be nice to go do something like that with the fans.
All right. Well,
cool.
Jess, thank you for reaching out to us. I'm sorry we couldn't do more.
I understand why it was urgent.
Right, exactly. Right.
Oh, no.
And Mark, thank you for being a good sport and doing your part as trying to be a good husband and dad, too, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Jess. We'll see you guys later.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thanks.
That sucks when you're the one who ruins the surprise. You can share your pain with Jess on Facebook or Twitter about maybe a time you've ruined a surprise or somebody's ruined a surprise in your life.
Yeah, do you want me to? Can I ruin something?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to call them back before they tell their kids.
Okay.
Because on the 14th, a couple days ago,
okay,
they actually announced that there's no tickets to the. No fans can go to that.
You kidding me?
That event. You should have thrown in some home football tickets too, buddy. While you're at.
Well, at least we know what the next Make It Right Monday is.
Yeah, I know.
I'm done.
You know, you tried. Yes, no, good job. You
I'm
know.
JP, super insider with
Yay.
The basketball program.
Come on, man.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
I can't believe parents actually needed to be banned from doing this.
Uh-oh.
So there's an elementary school in France that had to issue institute a new ban on parents throwing their kids over the fence when they're late.
Just like chucking them over the fence?
Yeah, the school has a 6-foot-high steel fence with a gate that closes it.
Hold on!
Yeah.
6 feet high?
Yeah.
This must be a foofy, like, rich kid school.
Are there kids cats? I hope they land on their on their 2 feet.
Right. The gate closes at 8:30 a.m., and it turns out it was too hard for some parents to get their kids there before the cutoff time. So the principal says parents arriving after the bell will literally throw their kids over the fence.
So there's a sign up now that says that?
Yeah, it says do not throw
your children over the fence.
Oh, there's a picture of it.
I love these kind of signs. Like,
it's a stick figure, literally throwing a little stick figure over a fence.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is adorable, by the way.
Aww.
I was in, I went to a Denver Broncos game in Denver. And there was a sign in the bathroom that says, water in urinals and toilets, not for drinking. Which means somebody did that, and then they had to put up that sign
because
enough Bronco fans were drinking toilet and urinal water at games. Like, that just cracks me up. That
cracks
me up.
The fact that, it's the fact that this even happened in the first place.
Yes.
Right.
Enough
to the point where you need to address it.
Yeah, enough people were throwing their kids over these fences. That they're like, I guess we have to put up a warning sign?
She said it didn't happen regularly, but it happened enough that they were worried a kid was going to get hurt. So now there's a sign, a stick figure sign, telling parents not to throw their kids and to come back when the gates reopen at 10 a.m.
In France, they also institute an intelligence test before you can have children that you must pass. Common sense.
I'm just still stuck on the whole 6-foot high fence thing. Big drop.
That's as tall as me.
That would freak me out a little bit. And I'm like 5'4", I feel like. That just seems very tall. And then to be a kid, that has to be a mountain.
Little kids love that kind of stuff. Little kids are like, throw me, Dad. You bet. Woo! Get to school.
Figure it out in the air.
Yeah. Also, side note, these parents, when you drop your kids off at school, it's like, hey, I'm free for 10 hours.
Or throw your kids off at school.
Yeah, you're like, I'm free for 10 hours. And there is nothing, not even this darn 6-foot tall fence, that's keeping me from getting rid of my kids.
Try me.
I dare you.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
On the way, would you get swabbed for this? That conversation coming up.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
We all miss live concerts.
Oh, man, when they had that Country Music Awards the other night, seeing those artists live.
The CMAs.
I'm watching it, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I wish I could be there.
I know. Live.
Hanging out. Well, things are going to be a lot different when concerts start up again. The story came out the other day that Ticketmaster is working on a system where they'll have you have to either prove you've been vaccinated or test negative in advance to even get past the gate.
How far in advance does it say?
Here's how it'll work. After buying the ticket, you either have to verify that you've been vaccinated with a certain window, or you'll have to test negative 24 to 40 hours before the show. It'll be done through the Ticketmaster app before you even show up to the concert.
Whoa.
One official who's helping entertainment companies establish COVID-19 strategies says, quote, integrating ticket platforms with the guests' verified testing results is one key way to reimagine how we're going to get fans back to live events.
Well, I know you got to start somewhere, but wouldn't you be worried? I'd be kind of worried that maybe the test wouldn't be right, but I don't know.
What all have we heard so far? There was the, what was it, the screen, the... Where they were going to shoot us
spray
all.
Spray you with, like, Lysol.
Like a disinfectant. Kind of
like we were going to walk through and just get coated in chemicals. And be like, all right.
Here we go.
At least make it so these chemicals will go neon when the lights go off.
You know who I would get swabbed for to see? I would get swabbed. You can swab me multiple times to see Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, there you go.
I just love her a lot.
Yeah.
I miss Garth Brooks. I would get swabbed for Garth.
You would get swabbed
for Garth.
Get swabbed
for Garth. I'll wear a little t-shirt and everything.
Knowing full well that getting swabbed isn't amazing. Like, I'm not like feeling.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. I mean, don't deter that.
It's not horrifying.
Don't
it's
let that deter you from
I watch my son do it.
Okay.
And okay, well,
his eyes watering. He's like,
As someone who's had to do this four times in the last month, I can tell you it's not fun.
It's not horrifying.
It's not horrifying.
You definitely should do it to be safe and know, and try to know, or 100%. I don't know. But, you know, it's not fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just get swabbed, you know, all day, every day to just see run-of-the-mill shows, is what I'm saying. I'd get swabbed for Casey Musgraves. JP, you'd get swabbed for Garth.
Garth Brooks, for
Husker
sure.
Husker Nick, who'd get swabbed for?
I don't think I would, honestly. Like, I don't think I would. Like, I don't think I would do that.
You
I don't,
wouldn't I, get swabbed?
So, do you not think that's a little crazy?
Okay. No, for, I see like, that. No, it that, is crazy.
Because, like, I don't know, man. I mean, again, I just went through this. So, like, my kid has missed 5 weeks of school.
Dang.
Right? That's a long time.
It sucks. And, like, being stuck at home for multiple weeks and all that. And I don't know. There's enough false positives that I just don't know that I could do that. I don't want to. If I'm feeling perfectly fine and I'm following CDC rules, I don't think it's necessarily right.
And then it comes up and you get swabbed and you get a false negative. Yeah. Or a false positive,
and then your world flips upside down again.
I don't know that it's right for Ticketmaster to ask people to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. I mean, am I crazy? Like, I don't know that I would love to know if our listeners would be down for that.
Let's talk to the people and find out.
Yeah.
Coming up. Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
So it came to it, and you got a chance to go to a concert. Would you get swabbed?
Yeah, is it all right that they're saying you have to get swabbed before a concert to go to one?
Like, is that something you'd be down for, or hell no, this is ridiculous? They've got to find another.
Well,
way.
Well, just like, how do you feel about it?
Right. How do you feel about the possibility of getting swabbed to be able to go to a show? You can let us know 466-9696. Job party. We all want to party with our favorite country stars again, and would you be willing to get swabbed to go to a show? That's what Ticketmaster laid out.
It just feels crazy to me.
It is wild.
It seems extreme.
We're in this position.
And you are the only person who's saying that. A lot of people are chiming in now on social media. Totally wrong for them to ask for a test or a vaccine for a concert. What an incredible invasion of privacy. So we're getting on our Facebook page. Hi, Kix.
I'm with Husker Nick. I don't think it's right that they should be able to ask that of us. I think it's crazy.
What would be a good solution to all of this? I mean,
if they're going to bring back concerts and stuff, I think outdoor venues, because we kind of see that being outside in an outdoor venue has proven to be much better.
Because it has, being like, inside. Moving air. And
question with you on that just popped in my head because I'm seeing something on TV about the Miami Marlins. A retractable dome or, like, an open-air, like, stadium.
Yeah, you're outside.
Would that be okay?
If you're outside, I'm fine with being outside.
And then social distance.
And then space everybody out. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've kind of... The cool part is we've had, like, sports where we can start to see... Because they do contact tracing on all of these venues, like down in Kansas City at Arrowhead. So far this year in all their home games combined, they've had four people.
Four? Who have tested. Wow.
Yeah, and they've been having, they're at like, what is it, 18,000, something like that, 20,000 per game that are spread out in Arrowhead. You've been down to Arrowhead for a concert.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think that might be it. I just, in general, just the idea of possibly getting a false positive and then the consequences that come with it.
Right.
Like,
but that's the main thing that makes you not want to get swabbed.
Yeah, 100%. If I knew that there was no chance whatsoever that there would be a false positive on that, I'd say sure, why not, go for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I just that's the thing that worries me.
I guess it's weird because then again, I mean, since we don't have like a rule book or a playbook or anything for this stuff, it's like you kind of got to start somewhere, you know? I mean, so I don't know. I think I would, but I would pick and choose my battles, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like a bigger show.
Yeah, like I said, like I would get swabbed for Casey, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Or like to see Turnpike Troubadours back together again.
There you go.
I'd be like, you can swab me 1,000 times
to
see them again.
I want to be super clear too. If they did enact this, I wouldn't be like mad at them for it. I just would choose not to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like, trying to figure something out.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and play victim and be like, no, you can't because I want to go. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Like, I would just be like, hey, you guys go have your fun. I'll pass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Hard pass on this, but I'll be here hanging out.
But if I knew they had other proper things going on and I did, then I would go for show.
I think we all need spacesuits.
Yeah, like really cool rave spacesuits.
We needed spacesuits.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yep, the solution is spacesuits.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that would be really hot.
Just don't carry around a knife or like use scissors or anything, because then you're totally compromised.
Thanks, Coriel.
Well, like, safety first.
Right. Hey, Coriel thinks of everything. We need to get her on a board.
It is called anxiety. It was the
14th of October. Come on, man. Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Miranda Lambert holds down the party. Sing to your ring, says Carrie. More drama from the CMA somehow. And Blake Shelton, we'll get there.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Let's start with a little bit of the drama first. So Jason Isbell and his wife Amanda Shires were not happy that the CMAs failed to mention the deaths of John Prine, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Billy Joe Shaver this year. So upset that they returned their CMA membership cards.
So explain it, because they did tributes to people that have passed away.
Yes, so they have these lifetime membership cards. They're like, hey, CMAs, we're mad at you, and now we're going to return these. And this is why. During the CMAs, there were musical tributes to Charlie Daniels, Kenny Rogers, Joe Diffie, Mac Davis, okay? But Jason and Amanda aren't sure why, like, they stopped there. Because there's, you know, John Prine, for example. Like, there's a whole list of people. Jerry Jeff Walker, like I said, Billy Joe Shaver. Right. They weren't even mentioned. But they had the musical tributes to a handful of others who passed away as well. So they're just really confused. And People Magazine reached out to the CMAs. They were told it was not an oversight because the show, quote, historically does not include an in memoriam segment. So I can kind of see that. Like, they have them for, like, the Emmys and stuff like that.
And the Oscars and...
Yeah. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I see where both are coming from. And by the way, just if you're just now jumping in, I'm talking about Jason Isbell, not Jason Aldean, just so you know. But, yeah. So it's just a little bit of drama there. I can see both ways. A little interesting.
It's a hard deal because you can't please everybody.
Exactly.
On a lot of these kind of things.
Right. Yeah. But then again, it's like, you don't even mention John Prine. Like, dang.
I mean...
But, okay. So Carrie Underwood wants to see you sing... To Your Ring video doorbell, if you have one. Okay. She has a new song out called Favorite Time of Year. And if you want to, like, get into the holiday spirit, sing it to your Ring doorbell and then tweet it or whatever, tag Carrie and use the hashtag totally doorbell season.
You should get Juggernaut to sing into your doorbell.
You probably do that.
That'd be really cute and tag Carrie Underwood.
That's a great idea.
I'll see if I get her going.
So if you're feeling festive, that's one way that you can share the holiday spirit. Now, Miranda Lambert brought her own cooler to the CMAs. Why? Nice. Because she can't. She's Miranda Lambert. I'm sure there was some type of BYOB note.
It seemed like it.
In
things.
But she posted a TikTok of herself digging some ice cubes out of her cooler, dropping them into her drink, and she said, always be prepared, y'all. So
I want to know what she was drinking.
She's someone I want to party with, to be honest.
Did she have like a mixed beverage, or did she...
It's Miranda Lambert.
She better be, well, or beer. She better not be dropping ice cubes in.
No, it'd be like a whiskey
it's
or something.
Probably whiskey.
Miranda would be fun to party with, but 100% it ends with a lot of like drama and people crying. That's how I feel like. That's how I feel like a night of hard partying with Miranda Lambert.
Right.
So Tim McGraw made a surprise announcement. He's releasing a greatest hits album this Friday. It's called McGraw Machine Hits 2013 through 2019. It has a collab with Midland on a cover of the Bellamy Brothers' hit Redneck Girl. And let's get to Blake Shelton really fast. Okay. He experienced some interesting feelings after watching the Cardinals-Bills game when Arizona squeezed out a win. I don't think I could really say it on air, to be honest. So check it out on our Twitter, KZKX969.
It is an interesting way to describe it.
He's a huge Cardinals fan. Yeah.
Yes, with the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Coriel with Kix 96.9.
Wake up! In the morning. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. You messed up. Everything. JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
So we got this message Sunday night, like last minute, and so we made a quick change to what we're going to do for Make It Right today, because this is urgent. And as a gamer, I feel the pain that Jess is going through here, and so we're going to talk to Jess, who needs our help.
Okay.
With her family. Good morning, Jess.
Hey, good morning.
So what happened?
I need to make it right with my husband and my two boys. Okay. Last week, a box showed up on the front porch, and I wasn't really expecting anything to be delivered, but then I was like, oh, maybe this is for me, because my 40th birthday was 2 weeks ago, and because of COVID, we didn't really do much for it, which...
Right.
I'm not going to lie, it definitely bummed me out. It was not the best way to spend my 40th.
Right.
Suddenly I'm excited. So I open the box, and it was a new PlayStation 5. I guess my husband and my son couldn't be bothered to do anything for my birthday, but then decided to spend $600 on a new video game system and extra controllers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it kind of stung.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm in that moment of like, kind of like anger and hurt. I take the thing to Walmart and I return it and I use the money on a mani-pedi and a massage.
Oh no!
Oh, yeah. Wait. Whoa. What?
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
This is not normally the type of thing that I would do, but I just felt like, I don't know, this crazy vindication. And I don't say
you
anything
slighted.
About it to the guys. I don't say anything at all. So then a few days go by, and my husband is getting annoyed that the box hadn't showed up.
Right.
He was worried that it got stolen off the front porch. And that's when I finally just fessed up to what had happened. And he was pretty angry, which I was expecting.
Yeah,
imagine.
These things are almost impossible to get unless you've gotten yourself a pre-order like your husband and your boys did. This is going to be a challenge to get one.
Admittedly, I also don't think I'm not a gamer, so I don't think I realized how hard they were to get.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm like, oh no, prepared to read him the riot act and like have this vindicated moment, and then he reveals to me that he had actually set up a 40th birthday surprise for me next week with all of my closest friends.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I feel absolutely...
I'm literally covering my mouth.
Yeah. And then, of course, the worst part is my husband had gotten it for my two boys to be surprised. And now they know.
Oh, so then you ruined that on top of it.
Surprise.
Surprise.
So
oh, no.
Everybody is mad at me.
Oh.
Wow. So
everyone's just so mad.
This has taken a turn.
So not only have you turned back in the PlayStation 5 that your
that
son
act
got.
In and of itself was very, that was gutsy.
It
and
was a bold move.
It was a bold move. Bold move.
But you know what? I'm 40. I'm feeling fabulous. And I was like, you know what? I didn't get the birthday I want. I'm
okay, yeah.
Myself.
All right. All right.
It really backfired.
Wow.
Oh, it did. It backfired on you. I'll have to admit it.
Okay.
At least you know it, you know.
Right. You you realize that you've done dirty, and now you've got to do some. Oh, man.
And then that's when there were no more surprise birthdays.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes the surprises can really backfire.
Yeah, they can, for certain. All right. Yeah. Well, Jess, we'll have to think of something. I don't know if we can come up with a PS5, but we can at least help facilitate the apology to Mark.
That would be great.
All right, so we'll call Mark, and we'll put our brains together, our heads together here while we're getting a hold of him. But we'll give him a call and see if we can help you with the apology at least.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Next, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
How would you react if your husband sent back the...
Oh, Lordy. You guys, this is making me want to cry.
It's gutsy.
I want to cry.
We'll find out together.
Oh, no.
We talk to Mark on the phone to make it right with Kick 76.9. Ruining the surprise.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
It's Jess who reached out to us Sunday night and needs our help with a Hail Mary. Last week, a box showed up on the front porch. She wasn't expecting anything to be delivered, so she thought maybe it was her birthday present. Because 2 weeks ago was her birthday, 40th. Oof. Because of COVID, they didn't do much.
What a horrible year to have a, like,
a monumental
big
birthday.
Monumental birthday like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That too.
Like, that is just...
And when she opened the box, it was a new PlayStation 5, and the guys in her house spent $600 on a new video game system and extra controllers didn't do anything for her 40th. Oh, so she took it back to Walmart and used the money for a mani-pedi and a massage.
Again, so gutsy, so gutsy.
Oh, my God. I love that she just ran directly out. Like, she got this. She was so mad. She got the thing refunded and then just ran out and spent it as quick as possible. She's like, screw you guys.
Wasting no time.
And so she reached out to us in hopes that we could help out. We got Mark on hold. We're going to bring him on here. He has no idea why we're bringing him on. We'll talk with him a little bit, see where he's at, and then we'll bring you in. You can make your apology. And we'll do what we can to help out, okay?
That sounds so great. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, man. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
Good. Happy Monday, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
How's things going in your world?
You know, I guess better. Could be better. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a rough start to the week, or?
Yeah. Just a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
One after another, you know?
Well, we have something to tell you.
Right. we actually found out about kind of the tough couple weeks you've had.
Yeah, fancy that. We kind of know that you're having a rough week.
Absolutely. As a fellow gamer, I feel your pain about the PlayStation 5.
There it is.
Don't even mention it.
Yeah.
Well, your wife, Jess, reached out to us and wanted us to give you a call. And have a little bit of a conversation about it. She's on the phone with us. Jess?
Hey, darling.
Hello.
I reached out to the guys here because I just really wanted to make it so clear how incredibly sorry I am. I was selfish, and I was righteous, and I really didn't think it through. I wish I could take it back. And obviously, now discovered how difficult a thing that is to do. So I know I can't make it right for you in that way, but I just want you to know that I love you, and that in future I'll just trust you.
Pause. What do you think about that?
Mark, how are you feeling about this?
You know, honestly, I've been upset for a while. I've been sleeping on the couch for a couple nights because I don't know how to really, like, talk about it. And there's, like, two things that are just, like, when I start thinking about them, it just it boils my blood. And the first one is that, you know, honey, you assumed that I wasn't going to do anything. And I had all these plans. I had made a list and thought about this weeks in advance. And you kind of just came at me with the stereotypical, my husband doesn't know. And I had it all worked out. And that's what really hurts.
Aww.
Is that you just assumed I didn't.
So you're more upset about, like, not getting the credit where credit's due and assuming that you wouldn't do anything.
He completely blew it off.
That's the wound. The salt is the PS5.
Because, oh my God.
What a wonderful way to put that.
The amount of people that are scrambling right now.
You scrambled too,
yeah,
JP, didn't you?
Me too.
You?
I'm still trying to. My order got screwed up.
His order got screwed up with like a buffering bug or something. So
it's a big deal. It's a big thing, especially for gamers right now. So, and that would have been a great surprise for your kids. I get it.
Yeah, and I guess in my mind, like, you know, I'd done all this planning, so I was like, oh, my wife's going to have a great 40th. My boys are going to get PS5. Like,
you're winning this year.
Yeah.
I was going to be super dad, super husband, you know, just being like, this is great. And as quickly as I had planned it, it just crumbled right before my eyes.
Mm.
I know, darling. I'm so sorry. I really am.
You're sorry. How do you think I feel?
In all fairness, the day came and went and nothing happened. Like, I really did think it was over. And
but that was the whole point, is to think that you that nothing was going, and then you'd be really surprised when all your friends.
See, Mark, but I think you what you should have, and this is hindsight's 20/20. But like when you're doing something like this, you kind of have to do at least a little something on the birthday just to kind of throw them off the scent.
Yeah.
And not end up getting your PlayStation 5 taken back.
Right.
And oh, gosh.
Not like you could plan for this, the PlayStation 5 disappearance to have happened.
Right.
But if you think about it, I mean, she did exactly what you were hoping. She literally thought she was not getting any recognition at all on her birthday.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe for future reference, either, like, maybe don't do any more surprises.
Right.
Or say something like, hey, don't worry, I got something coming. So maybe she'll think it's something small. You know what I'm saying?
But also, too, babe, I just want you to know that, like, no amount of, I mean, I appreciate so much that you went to all of that trouble. I really do.
Oh, that's
good. But, like,
good. No
amount of birthday surprise is more important than just things being okay with us. So whatever I can do to make it right, that's what I want to do.
Well, and that's what we want to help out with too, Mark. I mean, we can't, there's no way to get.
Can we do something?
We can't do a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, well, yeah, no.
But I do have a little bit of access being the voice of Husker men's basketball. And there's this thing called the Golden Window Classic, which is a big tournament that the Huskers are going to be in.
Right,
hosting.
We talked about that the other day.
At Pinnacle Bank Arena. What I can do is I'd be willing to give you my tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
I get those to be able to use for family or friends as part of my job, like a nice little perk. I will give you and your boys my tickets.
Wow.
How does that sound? And then so you all get
well,
out.
All four, yeah, I'll make sure that you guys all four can go.
That would be great. I mean, I really appreciate that. That's very kind of you. That's an action that I understand. I'm like, oh, that's nice to do for somebody. And you're not going to burn me at the other end.
Oh, man, I haven't lived this down yet.
No, you're not going to. I don't think for a while.
No, probably not.
No.
You'll probably just have
and
to
honey,
start tallying
you.
Those.
You know, it's just one of those things that's going to rub me raw for a little while of like, ooh, it just smarts, you know?
Well, keep hitting refresh on whatever page you're on to try to get another one.
To reorder.
Right. That's all you can do right now. But just know you guys go together and right before Thanksgiving, go and enjoy some basketball and just kind of enjoy some family time.
Some quality time.
I appreciate
that's
that,
really
you guys.
Great, guys.
That's awesome. You know, it helps quite a bit, actually. It'd be nice to go do something like that with the fans.
All right. Well,
cool.
Jess, thank you for reaching out to us. I'm sorry we couldn't do more.
I understand why it was urgent.
Right, exactly. Right.
Oh, no.
And Mark, thank you for being a good sport and doing your part as trying to be a good husband and dad, too, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Jess. We'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
That sucks when you're the one who ruins the surprise. You can share your pain with Jess on Facebook or Twitter about maybe a time you've ruined a surprise or somebody's ruined a surprise in your life.
Yeah, do you want me to? Can I ruin something?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to call them back before they tell their kids.
Okay.
Because on the 14th, a couple days ago,
okay,
they actually announced that there's no tickets to the. No fans can go to that.
You kidding me?
That event. You should have thrown in some home football tickets too, buddy. While you're at.
Well, at least we know what the next Make It Right Monday is.
Yeah, I know.
I'm done.
You know, you tried. Yes, no, good job. You
I'm
know.
JP Super Insider with
Yay.
The basketball program.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Try to be a nice guy. Anyway, coming up.
You try.
We'll regroup. We'll get the After the Show, which has more opportunities for you to live free for a year. It also has your chance to get in with Ornament Smash 2020.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
How about them Huskers?
Whoa! Did they win?
They won.
Woo!
They won.
Yeehaw!
How about it?
Oh, God. That was almost a little too exciting.
At the end of the first half, I ran outside, and my neighbors and I all had a halftime beer out in our circle. And I walked out, and I go, boys, it's 1995 all over again. Let's go. We're back.
God.
And then the second half was like, oh, God. Nail biter. Hey, so Huskers played Saturday.
Stadium was empty. How weird was that?
That was the weirdest thing in the world.
What did you guys do for the game? How is, because like, I feel like this city was kind of looking at it itself like, what am I doing with my hands? I can't be downtown.
Yeah.
I'm not at the game. Like, what are we doing?
And we ordered some local food and stayed inside and watched the game.
Yeah, just you and your...
the apartment, just hanging out. Yeah, just...
I worked a bunch and left my boyfriend at home by himself to drink by himself and watch the game by
so
himself.
So watched it alone? Like, yeah.
And like, he had a blast.
No, like, I sat there on the couch alone. Yeah. And I was like, what am I doing? Like,
I purposely didn't check just because I wanted to. I don't know. I just felt like maybe the whole like out of sight, out of mind. Maybe if you don't draw attention to it, we win.
It was a weird experience. So we did. Yeah. Just a weird experience for the people. Like, I think that's like the biggest story of the Husker game is people in Lincoln, you know, watching the game. And it's so different. You have a home game, first one in a year.
Yeah.
And you just sat around and like a lot of people just at your house, just chilling out. But the Huskers win, and McCaffrey went out there and had
he
moments.
Where
he did at times. I think he's got tiny hands.
Really?
The ball comes
tiny
out.
Hands,
I mean,
McCaffrey.
You're a football coach. What did you see when he threw it?
It was a couple of ducks.
Like every time.
Here and there.
Oddly enough, the times that he throws a spiral is when he's making these crazy athletic plays, running out of the pocket and slanging it. Otherwise, when he's just standing in there and he throws it and it's like over top of itself,
flying
at people, and you're like, oh my God. But no, man, he got a win. But the biggest thing is Frost got a win. He said after the game, he went into the guys and he just goes, man, Nebraska needed this. Lincoln needed it. We needed it. And that's how it feels, right?
A little bit of a morale booster, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely needed that.
It was awesome. Like, it just, just feels good. Feels good. Like, how did it feel that night when you're walking around with people? Like, you hear friends call you and they're like, we won. People are celebrating.
People just genuinely seem to be a little happier.
Right. I mean, getting outscored 17-3 in the second half was a little scary, but the fact that we won the game and the defense stopped them, makes everything feel a little bit better.
It felt like that Colorado game all over again, where Nebraska came out aggressive and put a bunch of points on the board in the first half and then sat on their hands in the second half and got beat. Uh-huh. And it's what it felt like was happening in this game the second time. But I got a shout out, by the way, real quick. Got a shout out, Coach Chenander, defensive coordinator. This team's defense is playing really good. Offense is kind of up and down, but the defenders are hitting people.
Yeah, they're hitting people.
I saw you tweeted something like that, like their performance was what you thought they'd get to.
Mm-hmm. That was on the offense. Because in the first half, dynamic and flying all over the place. But yeah, that and then the Wandale Robinson, our little wide receiver.
I don't know
what happened to Mills, our starter, but all of a sudden he was non-existent and our wide receiver's playing running back, and that dude's a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
I don't know if he gets enough credit for what he does to help win games
and
for
he just
team.
Takes hits. He's a little dude. He's getting smashed around. He just pops back up.
Wow. Got his head ripped off.
I know.
That was nuts. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see moving forward how, as fans, like we handle these home games because it's just, it's strange.
So what's the next game?
This Saturday against Illinois at Memorial Stadium at 11 a.m.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Nebraska's a two-touchdown favorite.
Oh, okay.
In that game. So hopefully they continue rocking and rolling. And I'll tell you, this wasn't pretty. It wasn't the prettiest win you've ever seen.
Right.
But sometimes that's what starts the ball rolling downhill for you, right?
Exactly.
And that's where you get going.
Good.
And hopefully by the end of the season, we'll look back at that game against Penn State and say, that was the start.
Boy, we needed it.
All right. So Husker football back again at Illinois Memorial Stadium, 11 o'clock this Saturday.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
This hasn't been a good year for the name Karen.
No, it really hasn't.
We even had a couple therapy talking about wanting to name their child after the wife's mother, Karen, who passed away and still just couldn't pull the trigger on it. The dad couldn't.
Yeah.
And it seems like quite a few Karens are about to call up Tinder and ask to speak to the manager.
Okay, why?
According to a new study, women named Karen say their name is ruining their love lives.
No.
They're getting 31% fewer matches on dating apps than last year alone. And then 33% fewer responses to messages they send.
What a sad world we live in. But also how wild, like the power of hive minds, you know what I'm saying?
Right, mm-hmm.
Oh, lordy.
Even women who use a different spelling of Karen, like C-A-R-E-N or K-A-R-I-N, have seen a 22% drop in matches.
Yeah,
do you change your name?
That's weird.
That's really kind of odd. Maybe to go by your middle name online?
Or like to... I mean, I guess it's...
Because it's not your fault. It's not your fault that the Karen has become a thing.
It is not your fault. It is very crummy that it has come to this.
And I feel bad for them.
And so, I don't think you should have to hide from that. But if you value your online dating presence a little more so and you don't mind, maybe just go by K.
K, there you go.
Like
K-A-Y. Yeah, you can
know?
Do that. I think using your middle name, if you've got a nice
middle name.
What's your middle name, Coriel?
Marie.
No, Marie's okay.
You know what? Yeah. Yes. It's from my grandma, and it's just like there's... I know a lot of people with Marie as their middle name, because they're also named after grandmothers. You
so
know?
If Coriel became the new Karen, would you just change your name to Corey?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Or like, as much as I hate this nickname, I'd maybe like CC or something.
CC.
Okay. No, never mind saying it out loud. I really don't like that either.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
It's almost as if Ticketmaster heard us. And said, abort, abort mission.
They said, let's address this.
Like, legit, we talked about this an hour ago, and now Ticketmaster has come out and said in an email that they had no upcoming mandate for patrons to be tested or vaccinated for a concert. They were thinking about doing it.
They were just like, let's throw out this idea.
Here's an idea.
We're going to reel it out to you. You can send it back.
Because originally they were saying, hey, yeah, you could, if you go get tested and you prove that you've tested negative. In the Ticketmaster app, then we'll give you tickets to a show. You can come to the show. You got to be clear for 24 to 48 hours. And we can even put something up your nose and test you if you wanted us to. But now they're like, no, we're going to trade something else. So now they're saying that rules like that can only be set up by local health mandates or by an event organizer. So that's been debunked. We do not have to worry about getting swabbed to go see Garth.
Well, you know what? I'm a little happy about that. Who wants to get swabbed, really? You never do. You never really want to get swabbed. You might know you have to.
Right.
But you don't want to.
And hopefully, maybe this will be a moot point here soon, because it looks like their Moderna vaccine is now 94.5% effective against COVID.
Oh.
So we might be turning a corner.
Cool.
On yet another possible vaccine.
Any bit of positive information we can take at this point.
Till then. Our one big thing is holiday traditions.
The third installment and final installment of the Kix Fall Photo Series.
You've done a very good job with this, Coriel. It's very creative.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
So what do people need to do for their holiday traditions contest?
Well, this month will be a little different in the way that you just submit a photo and then you are randomly drawn as a winner versus most votes wins, which we did the last 2 months. This month will not be that case. Yeah. Everyone, you just are randomly chosen to win at the end of this contest. For holiday traditions, that could mean you upload a photo from like Thanksgiving past where you and all of your family were together and you love it. It might be a photo that you took 4 years ago of your outdoor decorations because you just nailed it. It might be a pic of meatloaf you made one time for the holidays that was delicious. Anything that says holiday traditions to you, upload it, kzkx.com. You are randomly then selected, hopefully, to win a $150 gift card to From Nebraska Gift Shop, which is down in the Haymarket.
Very cool stuff there.
Yes, and that's like four stores in one.
Yep.
including the James Arthur Vineyards Tasting Room and like Curveball Cider House, Haymarket Mercantile. So yeah, a lot of great stuff for the holidays. You can treat yourself or treat a family member if you want.
My brother, bless him, he wants to win this. You can't. I'm related to you. You can't. But he sent a photo of a Thanksgiving a while back where we got. Can you find me that photo?
Okay, JP is handing off the photo, the phone to me right now. He just handed.
Can you find little JP in that photo?
This is an old school photo. Oh yeah, front and center. Look at that sweater, young man.
Yeah, we may have to post it.
Are you missing your two front teeth?
Yeah.
This is. Are you kidding? Is Chris next to you?
Yeah, that's that little blonde dude next to me.
The little one. Oh, with the collar. Yeah. So cute. Honestly, everyone, this picture just makes a lot of sense. If you've ever met JP, it's exactly who you'd think JP would look like.
As a little kid?
As a little boy.
I'll send it to you. You can put it up.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
But yeah, so that was a Thanksgiving a while back.
Oh, we went awesome.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, so that's a perfect example. It could be a family photo. It might be just a picture of your Christmas tree from last year. It doesn't matter. Whatever says holiday traditions to you, upload at kzkx.com.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is what.